Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you. We are the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. It's great to be here in Kew. We are very lucky to find a theatre in Kew. We've got a gig, when is it? Later on this week at Richmond Theatre. We're very worried about that gig. We'll try and have some fun tonight anyway. Thank you all for coming. We are here with our ukuleles and nothing but ukuleles. No vocal effects, no drums, no banjos, no pianos. And of course, you will expect us to start off our concert with a piece of old jazz-like material. But because you're thinking that, we're probably going to do some rock and roll instead. But now you know that, so in order to make a surprise, we're going to do the old jazz. Here we go.
Dedicated to every single person here who came on a motorbike this evening.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to ask you all to join in with us on the folk song. Maybe one of our campfire songs. We've got a tradition in the orchestra of sitting around campfires, singing folk songs. One by one, maybe? Michael wrote the boys to show
up. Not that one either.
Something more popular than those. How about this one by, I think it was by the Spinners, recorded in the 70s. I'm sure you know the words to this classic, so please sing along with me.
Newborn.
going to challenge George to pluck his hottest solo on that in his next tune using his sausage fingers.
Thank you for the challenge. I accept it. Great size and everything look like that. It says here, fridge magnets of Bavaria. So, I've got to do something hot on this German.
With your breakfast.
I think the discerning food lovers of Richmond will realise that my fingers do not so much as resemble the breakfast sausage as the more succulent Nuremberg sausage.
just do your first, George.
Some applause for that joke. It's quite a special night. No, I'm not trying to encourage more. It's a complicated piece for us, this 7/8.
Oh, have I got to play with a German flavour?
Well, you just do the German stuff. Sorry, I forgot to say.
Thank you. Sure.
Yeah.
7/8.
It's in 7/8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7/8.
Get up there, but I play the weather. I'm looking at me, people like Google again. What about the jury?
worked with Richmond sausages there.
This is for the people up there, this one.
What will be a song about vertigo. What do you think?
Is that when you are sitting around the campfire playing the ukulele, you will find that the larger bass ukulele burns for just a little bit longer. So without further ado, then, here's the next song. It's all about plagiarism, and it wasn't our own idea.
It's a god-awful small affair, to the gun with the mousy head. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to the sea.
Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Thank you.
done. We often tour around Europe, Germany quite a lot, and to Scandinavia, Sweden in particular. And when we were in Sweden in 2010, the volcano in Iceland went off, so we were stuck there for 2 or 3 weeks, I think. And while we were there, we thought, well, let's learn a Swedish pop song so we can entertain our Swedish audiences. And so we learned one from the Hit Parade and played it at a big concert hall in Stockholm, and no one had ever heard of it, so it shows how much they listen to the Hit Parade out there. But anyway, we still like to play it. It's an interesting song. It's all about the face. Now, I know there are a lot of songs about the eyes. Baby's Got Blue Eyes. Brown Eyed Girl, Can't Fit My Eyes Off You, and many more. One or two songs about the ears, holding back the ears, yes, the nose, God only knows. But I've never heard a song about the lips, and this song is called Hot Lips. Thank you.
CDs. I have got my Nana Muscuri collection, as usual, if anybody wants to talk about it. We also have some CDs and DVDs on sale by the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, the act to which we are a tribute. And so, you've got to buy them on sale out there. If you don't want to bother with that, just go on to ukuleleorchestra.com. You can buy them there. If you don't want to bother with that, you can go on to, Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff. But if you're a cheapskate like I am, just go to YouTube. Somebody's bootlegged our entire back catalogue. It's all there for free. Anyway, we were thinking at some point, we might as well do it now, you might like an English folk song, nay, a sea shanty. And we were considering a sea shanty. Thought we were a bit too far from the Thames. So instead, we're going to give you a classic British rock song.
Woo! From the seaside.
Seaside rock song.
One, two, three, four.
Now since I was a young boy, I played the sewer ball. I'm so worn out to Brighton, I must have been a wall. But I ain't seen nothing like them in any amusement hall. That deaf and dumb of a blanket,
he sure plays a mean ping pong.
Oh,
Thank you very much. Now, we were in Germany recently, and we were given some music. I think it's Karlheinz Stockhausen. I thought you might like to hear it tonight. So, it's quite a popular one of his, though. Sing along if you know the words. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Congratulations to Andy and his gang who came over from Germany. Well, that was quite a long way to come from a gig, but I've learned that Celine, Kathy, Evelyn and Ted flew in from Ottawa, Canada just for this gig. So, so far, that's the prize for travelling the furthest to the gig this evening. Thank you. Unfortunately, you've got to hear me singing a folk song now, so that's about it. It's an old Cecil Sharp song, as I say, it was collected by Cecil Sharp. I'm not quite sure who he was with when he was collecting it, but they say it was taken down and transcribed in America, in the Appalachian Mountains, from the folk singing of the great-great-grandfather of Isaac Hayes.
from the countryside, didn't know we knew. Just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And I hope that you are having the time of your life.
Thank you.
his dog.
If you want to know how to get that good, you need years of practice and no lock on your bathroom door.
On that note, I think it's time to celebrate this point in the evening, the female ukulele player. It's Balkan Sisters. Glad to see that there are a few female ukuleles or here, female ukulele players in the audience, because the statistics are, you know, still not so good. I think, certainly in this country, female to male ukulele players, something like 2 in 7. Typically. But anyway, I'd like to sing a song about a female ukulele player. In fact, I'd like to sing a song about a teenage female ukulele player. Any of those in? Hey!
Oh,
here tonight who know that this instrument is very important in the history of the blues. Well, that is to say, whether you play the, you know, the lovely difficult to keep in tune, and therefore it's also easy to get depressed. but at least if you are depressed with the ukulele, you've got the right to sing the blues. So well, we're not going to sing the blues exactly, but we're going to play the blues tonight. And rather interestingly, I think it's not the 12-bar blues that everybody knows, we're going to play the slightly less common 32-bar blues. This one, you know, it's in London, and it's from the east end of London, from Limehouse. It's the Limehouse blues. Here you go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. Bye. gonna get me on another round. So look at me now, just for making my play. Cause I must be like just here, I wanna be, cause I'm a man.
Possess you.
George Formby song, and frankly, it was rubbish. Please, they said, don't do that song here tonight. We've got some friends who we brought along. And so we all looked at each other and looked back at them and said, we're terribly sorry, gentlemen, but we don't do requests. So if you hear the song that you don't want to hear, the old George Formby classic, which you played with his little power like that in his hand, we thought that's so beautiful.
waiting on the lamp post at the corner of the street in case a such a little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I hope the if she get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by.
Thank you.